Where is the disconnect between knowing and doing? Would you like to explore this topic with me during day 141 of my podcast and vlog, Happier People? I think this will be really helpful because if you're anything like me, you probably know a lot more than you're able to actually do. Why is it that people find it so challenging when they know how to eat healthy to actually apply that and do that? Why is it we tend to know what the right thing to do is, so to speak, and then we do the wrong thing anyway? And then we feel bad about it when even at the time we knew we had a choice, we chose to do the wrong thing, wrong in terms of it creates more pain and suffering and frustration in our lives, and wrong in that it may hurt other people or hurt ourselves. Where is this disconnect between what we know and what we actually do? A lot of my life, I've known a bunch of things that I was unable to apply into doing them in my life. I've heard recently from whoever I've been reading that what you know is irrelevant. It's what you do with it. For example, I've been making music lately, and even though I hardly know anything about making music, I am actually doing it. There's probably millions of people, if not billions around the world, who know more about music than me. And yet, if they don't do anything to make music, they can't get any of the results from making music. This is a huge thing when it comes to trying to do better in our own lives. Why do we know, for example, that added sugars is bad for us in our food? Why do we know that eating a bunch of calories and empty foods and sweets is bad for us, and we do it anyway? Why do we know that our actions have a bad impact on the planet? For example, buying certain foods that use gigantic amounts of resources up to produce. Why do we know that these things are killing the planet and we do them anyway? Why do we know that, for example, in dating, that going out with a person is really toxic and tragic for us and we do it anyway? I've been reading a parenting book, and maybe this will explain some of the origins. It's called The Continuum Concept. It looks at and reviews how babies are raised out there in native tribes. For example, Indians in South America. I know that's not the best way to put it, but the native people in South America who've lived off the land for thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of years. Looking at how they raise their children and how their societies are, it looks a lot different from ours. The people consistently all fit in, all behave and consistently do the right thing. The children are allowed and trusted to explore and grow. Their parents just go about their day and do their work while their children are around them. It's amazing, some of the descriptions of these native cultures, the people sound consistently happy, peaceful, and enjoying life. I like the story. The girl who wrote it was talking about going up a river with a canoe. It was a heavy canoe. The river was brutal and slippery, and the boat kept banging. And while her and her European companions were all very unpleasant, they were getting bumped by the boat. It hurts. They were frustrated. They had these looks of tension on their faces. The natives were laughing. One would bang his ankle really hard into a rock and laugh at it. Oh, okay. One guy, she said, got stuck under the canoe and couldn't breathe and came out laughing from it as if it was a funny experience. Why is it that when they raise their children, the children seem to be very well behaved, they tend to fit in and they tend to do the right thing? It seems that expectation is at the core. The parents expect that their children are doing the right thing, are being good. They expect good, and then they get good. A lot of us, I think, as children have been programmed to be expected to be bad. Not out of our parents not loving us, just out of habit, out of conditioning, out of their parents before them and their parents before them. At some point, I think a lot of us have been conditioned to be expected to produce bad behavior in one way or another, perhaps not in every different way, maybe just in one way. maybe some of us, we are conditioned to do good in work and do good in school and do good in relationships. But when it comes to our sex life, we've been conditioned to do bad. Or when it comes to like playing video games, we've been conditioned to do bad. In other words, to just play games without the rest of our life in mind. Or when it comes to relationships, we've been expected to do bad, to pick out people who are bad for us. A lot of us have been conditioned in jobs and employment that the expectation is that we're supposed to go into work and be unhappy. And then there's this outrage when someone can actually do what they love every day, because then they're not doing what in many of our eyes is expected. You're almost expected to put your head down and suffer through this life with the rest of us. And if you don't do that, you're not fitting in. Something must be wrong with you if you can't just suffer quietly through this life and be miserable with everyone else. I think a lot of us have been raised and we've been conditioned that we're expected to be antisocial. What I've noticed in the Continuum Project is the emphasis the parents and everyone in the culture expects, believes by default, that the children and that the rest of the culture, the people, are social. That means they expect that they interact with other people. And that means they have love and tolerance when you might see something that goes a little bit outside of that, almost as if it doesn't even worth mentioning. In a lot of our cultures, we are conditioned to believe that we are antisocial at heart and that we must control and use self-will to guide our desires. And this is a horrible fate. Why? Because then it doesn't matter what you know. If you expect a certain outcome, if you're expected by others to be a certain way, it doesn't matter if you know how to do better. For example, if you've learned certain ways to live, maybe going to the gym or exercising, taking a walk, or praying or meditating in the morning, or if you've learned little ways to improve your life to make a difference, lots of times these will be really hard to sustain. You'll feel pressure from outside and from inside to just do what everyone else is doing. I'm grateful I have a family member who, when I made the change in 2016 to go vegan, I did it all at once. There wasn't like a drastic buildup. I just all at once immediately decided, when I was reading How Not to Die, based on the evidence and based on my own painful experience right before that of having just committed a great sin of gluttony, you could say, I ate a huge breakfast full of all kinds of meat and animal products, added fats, sugars, and pretty much everything I knew was not good for me to eat. I ate all that at once. And then I felt disgusting. And then I read How Not to Die. And then I realized all those things were connected together. And that if I didn't act on what I knew, it wouldn't matter if I knew it. And there's a certain ruthlessness to acting on what you know, which I think a lot of us are afraid of that. When I have better data about what I do, I don't care about how I'm going to fit in after that. When I see the way to do better, I act on it. I execute it. And my family member commented, wow, I can't imagine how you just switched instantly in one moment to, well, now I'm going to eat vegan and focus mostly on raw whole plant foods. I can't imagine doing that, because he's thinking about the social pressures, the expectations that when he goes to a certain place to eat, if he doesn't order a hamburger or if he doesn't have some chicken, that he won't even know how to function or fit in or explain that to his friends or feel about himself anymore. It's kind of like dying to act on the information you know, to just ruthlessly do something and say, this is the best information I have. I'm going to act on it. I know, for example, that it's good to exercise every day. I act on it. I take a walk every night. I know that it's good to take my dogs for a walk, so I take the dogs for a walk and exercise every night. Now, sure, if I go to Disney or something, I do my best with it to adapt to the circumstances. What's amazing is that I'm able to now act with information. And at the same time, it's scary. You take a leap of faith into the dark, realizing I don't know what my life is going to look like when I make this change. But I trust that I will receive the help I need to do it. And I have received the help I need. My wife has learned how to cook all these vegan and raw foods. Well, not to need to cook the raw foods, but to put them together in a way that they taste good without adding a whole bunch of extra oil and salt and sugar to it. I've discovered how to make a smoothie in the morning based on my wife recommending, well, why don't you just put those vegetables you're not big on eating and blend those up with the fruit that tastes good? And then reading more in the book, you see, if I take action today, I tend to get more supporting knowledge. If I take a leap of faith, I tend to get what I need given to me. This has been quite a scary transition, taking a leap of faith into making music online. I've felt insane. Jerry, you can't just go make music online. You don't know what you're doing. All rational reasons and all the social expectations. I just did an interview yesterday and the label said Facebook Gamer on it because that's what I've been a lot of the last year. And I said, well, that's not even accurate. I don't play any games today. I make music now. A lot of us, it is very perceived to be painful to exit from the expectations others have for us. When people discover how I am acting today versus how I acted before, it's almost as if I'm a completely different person. And I'm grateful today to have the courage and faith as I've seen others have wonderful lives by acting on what they know and by breaking out of the expectations that you have to essentially stay a certain way for consistency. Even in jobs, there's a big expectation from the culture I'm in, at least, that you're supposed to pick something and stick with it. I picked criminal justice when I was in college, but before that, I picked going into the army and engineering. And it's kind of acceptable to switch your major in college, although switch more than once and you will consistently start getting some of that, oh, undecided. I used to judge terribly. People, ooh, undecided. Ah, having a hard time planning your life out, eh? Now, I've switched so many different things lately, it's hard for people to even keep up. There's this expectation that you're supposed to pick something and just keep doing that. Well, Jerry, okay, if you pick music, you need to just do that and stick with it for the rest of your life. Or you shouldn't have switched. You should have just stuck with this, 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 or that. I'm grateful today to be able to act on the knowledge that I have today and not just know things, but feel separate from the ability to do them. What I've found is that lots of times my knowledge is also not correct. I try things, for example, I wouldn't be surprised if you've tried some knowledge you had about healthy eating and found out it was wrong. For example, you maybe tried a diet, and when you actually started doing that diet, you found it quite unpleasant. You found it painful. You found it frustrating. You found it annoying. When you actually take a step to execute the knowledge you have, you can very quickly prove knowledge that doesn't match well for your life unnecessary, and then you can let it go. And that'll help for making future decisions. For example, for me, I tried just counting calories for a year, and while I was able to lose weight, I was not able to feel any better from the food I was eating. The food I ate still consistently made me feel bad. The food I ate did not leave me feeling energized all the time. I was left looking for something else to give me energy, a vitamin supplement, energy drinks, sodas. The food I eat now, combined, I have green tea every day. That's all I need. I don't need any energy drinks. I don't need any supplements. I've done lots of different things that didn't work very good with the food I've eaten now. And my truth today, my knowledge of what works for me today, I try to be flexible with also, and taking action encourages flexibility. When you think you know what to do, but you don't take any action on it, it also encourages being rigid. a lot of times as adults, we get stuck in these rigid patterns, often which continue to hurt us and hurt the people around us over and over and over again. And you get into this vicious cycle where you know ways that you might be able to do better, even if they don't work perfectly. You know ways that you might be able to do better, but you don't take any action on them. Then you start to condemn other people who do. And often it takes a ton of misery and pain and frustration before there's this leap of faith into a different way of living. I'm speaking from experience here. With alcohol, it took me 11 years of drinking to actually do something about what was consistently painful in my life. Can you imagine throwing up from something hundreds of times and still trying to do it and avoid the consequences? I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of hangovers in my life, and it took an incredible amount of pain and suffering to essentially wake me up to the fact that even though I knew I should never drink again, that I should never even take a sip of one drink again, I knew that, but I couldn't actually do it. Even though I knew that, I would then go through the day, I'd go through my habits, and by 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock or noon, whatever it was, I'd be mixing up another liquor drink. Even though I knew I shouldn't keep doing that, I'd went ahead and do it anyway. I've had lots of things like looking at adult movies. I knew for a long time that wasn't a healthy thing for me personally to do, that I felt worse after doing that than I did if I didn't do it. And yet, what would I do? No matter what, I'd watch the movie, I'd forget about that, I'd get in the mood, so to speak, I'd watch it, and then I'd feel disgusting afterwards again. Over and over and over again. What I'm learning is that is if I match what I know with the action I'm taking, then I'm forced, so to speak, into flexibility. Because lots of the little things I try won't work very well, and then I'll need new knowledge to act on. With my diet, switching to vegan, I've tried a bunch of different things to eat. Many of them haven't tasted good. Many of them have not been things I've continued to eat. And yet now I consistently have food that I eat every day that I love and enjoy. I have energy all day, every day. Even today, I wake up, I've been testing fasting in the morning. I wake up and even though I haven't eaten anything in nearly, 15 hours, I still have enough energy to get up here and do this with you today, which is amazing. My body runs better than it ever has. There are gigantic rewards for taking the leap of faith from knowledge into action. And it can be a scary transition in the sense that you're not going to know what your life will look like. And that to me was the scariest part about acting on knowledge. When I realized that I didn't know what a life looked like where I didn't drink anymore, that was scary. A lot of us are willing to just take predictable misery over the unknown. It's like dying to realize that if I didn't pick that first drink up anymore, I wouldn't even know who I'd become. And now looking back at it, I had a very valid fear at the time. After going to Alcoholics Anonymous and then focusing just on not picking that first drink up, taking action in the rest of my life is unrecognizable from what it used to be like. My body is unrecognizable. I used to weigh 60 or 70 more pounds than I do now. That's a lot of kilograms. That's like 20 plus kilograms. I used to weigh more than I do now. My attitude, my thoughts, my mindsets, my entire life in 3 years is as unrecognizable as a baby growing up into an adult. I think a lot of us are afraid of change because we don't know what to expect anymore. And what will people think of us? I'm grateful today that as long as I'm acting on the knowledge I have, that I'm working to be of service, that I'm okay with what other people think. Because I remember how I thought. just the day or two before I made the switch to vegan, I remember judging and condemning other family members in my mind and with my words who were vegetarian and vegan. One of the most obnoxious things in the world, if you are having trouble changing and having the courage to take a leap of faith out of the knowledge into action, one of the most obnoxious things in the world can be to see someone who's already doing that in their life. And man, I found a lot of people who are obnoxious in their lives because they had the courage to apply what they did. They had the courage to read the Bible and then apply the lessons they learned out of it into their lives. Or they had the courage to listen to what their parents said and then actually do it. I'm grateful to have that to share here with you today. The knowledge that doing these podcasts is very helpful for me personally. It's like a journal I do every day. Even if no one else watches it, I know it's helpful for me personally. That's why I do it. There are lots of other things I could have done this morning. I do this because, based on what I know, this is the most helpful thing I can do right this moment. My exercise for today is to notice the connections I have in my life now between knowledge and action. And to be aware if there's an area where knowledge and action are disconnected, where what I know and what I'm doing are different, and to figure out where the disconnect is in that, if there is one. Thank you very much for listening to or watching day 141 of Happier People Podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. If you've enjoyed this, would you please leave a like and share a comment with what you think of it? If you'd like to make sure to get more of these, if you're on Facebook, would you like the page and then put see first on your newsfeed so it'll actually come up towards the top? On YouTube, if you hit subscribe, you should have a good chance of seeing it in the future. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.